RNZ Pacific, mahalo tau ma upongi pongi ni, I'm Rotuila Epitaylor with the news. The World Health Organization says Tonga's international airport has been cleared of volcanic ash and desperately needed foreign aid and flights can begin. The death toll from Saturday's massive blasts stand at 3. Hamish Cardwell reports.
It's emerged that buildings on Atata were all but wiped out by the tsunami. It was also confirmed that the island of Mangor has been similarly destroyed, with extensive damage to Whanui Four and Nomuka Islands. A New Zealand Defence Force Hercules is on standby and will be able to take off immediately once the all-clear has been given, bringing supplies of food, hygiene kits and other goods. Two Australian Air Force Hercules are also ready to depart. Fairweather has the HMS NZ Aotearoa and Wellington on track to get to Tonga by tomorrow. Their first task is to offload desperately needed water.
One of Tonga's main communications providers says international calls to Tonga have been restored. Digicel posted the update late last night, saying its technical team in Tonga and Fiji had been working hard to get connectivity back up via satellite. The undersea's cable that is the main telecommunications link for the kingdom was severed during the eruption and tsunami. Digicel says until this is restored in a couple of weeks, the Digicel network services will not be fully back up. Digicel Tonga is also giving out free SIM cards from today, saying it knows how desperate family and friends overseas are desperate to connect. An Auckland airport worker has now been confirmed as having the Omicron variant of COVID-19. However, members of their household have so far tested negative. New Zealand's Ministry of Health has also confirmed that a household contact of an Auckland MIQ worker with Omicron also has the more infectious variant. It has published a new location of interest, the Arutai Cafe, at Half Moon Bay on Tuesday. Anyone seated inside the cafe from 12:30 to 2 p.m. is still considered a close contact and must self-isolate and test immediately. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has come under sustained attack in Parliament over his handling of allegations that parties at his residence broke COVID rules. At a raucous Prime Minister's questions, the opposition Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer called his accounts absurd and unbelievable and said the Prime Minister is taking the British people for fools. A senior MP from Boris Johnson's own Conservative Party, David Davis, also called on him to resign.
I expect my leaders to shoulder the responsibility for the actions they take. Yesterday, he did the opposite of that. So I'll remind him of a quotation altogether too familiar to him of Leo Amery to Neville Chamberlain. You have sat there too long for all the good you have done. In the name of God, go.
Boris Johnson insisted critics should wait for the publication of a report into the alleged lockdown violations. United Airlines has suspended flights into and out of the Marshall Islands capital, Majuro, because of safety issues at the airport, effectively cutting off passenger travel from the capital to the outside world. The lack of action on a two-year engineering evaluation that warned Majuro's airport terminal roof was high risk for collapse resulted this week in a halt to all United Airlines flights into and out of Majuro. United is the only international carrier servicing the Marshall Islands, but will still fly to the US base on Kwajalein Atoll. The scheduled Wednesday and Thursday United Island Hopper flights connecting Majuro with Honolulu and Guam were cancelled, and future flights are suspended for an indefinite period. The Samoa Cabinet is considering a request from the Ministry of Health for the former Prime Minister Tuila Epasailele Malielingaoi to be medevaced to New Zealand. An official with the Health Ministry said they had already prepared the necessary paperwork for Cabinet's review and consideration. Last Thursday, the 76-year-old was admitted to intensive care in hospital in Apia and released on Tuesday. Radio Polynesia reports Tuila Epa had had a high fever. Parliament resumed this week, but Tuila Epa, who became the opposition leader following last year's acrimonious election, has not taken his seat. The opposition, the Human Rights Protection Party, is yet to make any official statement regarding its leader's situation. But our correspondent reports there have been calls for the veteran politician to step down. American Samoa's Governor Le Manupeleti Monga has informed lawmakers of his administration's plans to build a central secure network, the ASGNet. The network will facilitate and enable government departments to share data and information securely, as well as control and monitor access of government departments and users to the outside internet. The ASGNet will also provide access control to who has access to what data, at what time, and to ensure all devices connected to the ASGNet are managed, kept up to date with all security patches. According to Le Manu, phase one of the network has started. Parts of Aotearoa may have to prepare for a third consecutive year in drought. Although spring rain may be keeping some hopeful, it is getting dry rapidly, with many farmers seeing their land dry out before their eyes. The driest parts of the country are at opposite ends, Northland and Southland. Parts of the south are facing about half the normal rainfall after a wet spring. Northland is still battling the Kaimomo fire, with strong winds from Cyclone Cody making it harder for firefighters and farmers. NIWA meteorologists are concerned there could be a drought if some areas get no rainfall in coming days and weeks. In sport, the Silver Ferns are currently playing South Africa in the third place playoff at the Quad Series in London. A short time ago, New Zealand led 14-13 at the start of the second quarter. Defending champion Naomi Osaka beat American Madison Bringle in straight sets to reach the third round of the Australian Open, staying on course for a potential fourth round clash with world number one Ash Barty. Rafael Nadal and Alexander Zverev also advanced to the third round, while New Zealand's Michael Venus and his German partner won their opening doubles match. And South Africa beat India by 31 runs in this morning's first one day in Paarl. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.